Welcome to the Echoes of Faith podcast on the Living Bible Hub Network. I am your host, Sherry T., and you have just entered into our Tuesday night family prayer call. I pray that you are encouraged and blessed by the words that are spoken here today, because faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. The Believer for Life Christian clothing brand is now on Amazon.com/Believer for Life. Let's go ahead and open up with a word of prayer.
Father, I thank you for tonight. For this is the reason we come, to lift up the name of Jesus, to invite the Holy Spirit into our hearts, that he'll continue to speak to us in a marvelous way. We'll continue to walk alongside him as he reveals those things which are yet to come, as he teaches us all things according to the word, whether it be practical or spiritual, in the way we walk out our lives. Father, we give you the honor, the praise, and the glory tonight for family. For without family, where would we be? Family is the foundational piece that you created, woman and man, to come together and procreate. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for all our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. Continue to protect our coming and our going. Bless us no matter what we put our hands to. May we prosper. May we always give you the glory for the things that you have brought us through, the hurt, the pain. Father, we thank you for the provision that you set before us. You set before us open and closed doors. Open doors that you have opened and closed doors that you have closed. So, Father, we thank you. You continue to orchestrate our lives, that you would be glorified to fulfill your purpose in the earth. Lord, we thank you for everything. Everything. The good, the bad, and the ugly. We thank you. Father, we thank you that you give us the reason to rejoice every day. You said that our joy would be full. So, Lord, we thank you no matter what we're going through. We can look toward the heavens from which cometh our help, because our help comes from the Lord God Almighty, who was and is yet to come. Yes. Father, we thank you for being the Alpha, the beginning of our day, and the Omega, the end of our day. There's nothing too hard for you. So we cast all our cares upon the altar of sacrifice tonight, that no matter what we're carrying, you have already given us an answer. May you teach us to be still in your presence, that we might hear from heaven, yes, and we might obey.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Those that have walked away from you, that are in the family, and they've walked away, they've turned their back on you, Father, have mercy, mm-hmm. but bring them back. Set them up with divine appointments, that they can, that spirit, that gift that is in them will be stirred back up, and they'll fall in love with you all over again. And those that are walking with you on a daily basis, give us the strength to carry the word which you have gifted us to do, whether it's in the marketplace or whether it's in ministry. No matter where we go, it's all ministry, Jesus. Let us have an ear to hear, that we might be the light in the darkness, that you would be glorified. Father, I give you the honor, the praise, and the glory for tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Remember, every answered prayer is a miracle. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Every answered prayer is a miracle. That's it. I don't know about y'all, but every prayer I pray is a miracle. Because for God to answer it, it's his sovereignty and his grace in our lives, but it's most definitely his will. So, hey, Stella, we thank you again for bringing us those prayer and praise reports. Go ahead, Judy.
Amen, amen. Amen.
Holy Spirit, guide this word. You gave it to me. You've been giving it to me. You gave it to me, and I must give it to the family. And I must help them to understand where you have us at now and what he is doing right now. He is navigating some spaces. Oh, my God, that the doors are opening, and all you're going to be able to say is, wow, if you can say wow. So, Lord, I thank you for this word that you've been giving me for weeks now, and I believe your word shall prosper. So, Lord, I thank you for the open ears tonight, that they will hear what you are speaking.
In your holy name.
And Father God, I step back out the way. I'm just your servant. I'm just your servant. And I love being mm-hmm. your servant. So I'm stepping out of the way that you step in. Give you all glory. And the victory is yours.
So,
family, after our awesome event with Joy, as we all know, this is the Pentecost time. And there is a demand on us. There is a command on us that say that we love God. We love Jesus. We walk for Jesus. And I said, well, Lord, what you want me to say? He said, give them clarity. Bring them the revelation. And what happened when Joy the whole hour and some and continued on to the next day. Lord, I said, most people should know. He said, no. I need you to tell them. So he said, I said, what's the title, Lord? He said, Prayer Vest Gossip. I said, woo, what you talking about, Lord? What you talking about? When we pray, we must come from the heart.
We must get
all that garbage out.
We must prepare
ourselves. We must every day intentionally, purposely make it about prayer and not gossip. I said, well, Lord, you know, that's kind of woo. That's like an arrow coming out the sheath. I'm like, okay, Lord. He said, stop. They need to stop when the gossip begins and not the realization of what's going on. They need to be able to stop it and walk away because I'm using them to open doors. That's why you pray. Katrina, that's why you push your way to this prayer time, because you know this prayer time gives you strengthening. It has answered many prayers that you thought would not be. Now, that's a thus said the Lord word. He's brought you from a place that you can't even imagine how you got to that place to where you are today. And he's not yet done with you. He's taking you further. He's going to take you further. You will speak amongst the many people. And you will give them your testimony. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying to you tonight. That's what he's seeking, prayer vest gossip. Not that term that you think gossip, prayer vest gossip. So when you go unto the Lord for prayer, he needs your whole heart. You give him the adoration. You give him all the adoration. You praise him for all what he has done. When you look at a flower sitting on your table, that flower got there some kind of way. That's what he's saying, that adoration that he has for you. People say, I abide in you, you abide. But do they really understand what abiding is?
Mm-hmm.
When the Holy Spirit comes upon you,
goodness,
and you get full, you get full.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's talking about. And then when you come out of that, that glow in you, a stranger will see. You know, there's something special about that person. I don't know what it is, but something. And they want to get close to you. They just want to have a conversation because there's something that's different about you. That's how Jesus walked. When he walked, people was running to be close to Jesus. They wanted to hear his stories. They wanted to know this man. Who is this man? Where did he come from? But he's been dwelling amongst us for over 30 years. But until his call came, he never muttered a word, did he? He just began to study. We could just take it and put some empty spots in there because the Bible doesn't actually tell us what he was doing for them 30 years of being a carpenter. He was a builder. But at 12, he went into the temple. So we're just going to say, okay, from 12, when he went into the temple, he just studied and he worked and he listened to the voice of God. And when God said, son, it's time for you to walk. So when you come upon this time, and I love this time, and during this time I fast and I pray and I seek him. I seek his face. I seek everything that he is telling me. So as the Lord was telling me about this, I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to explain this, okay? And I want the people to understand. I want them to know. I want them to know how vital the Pentecost time is.
And he can come in a donkey. He can come in a cat. He can come in a dog. He can come into any creature and do what he needs to do. But he chose us. He chose us. He chose this Taylor family. He chose us for a reason, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we are walking in purpose. But we got to get in with him. We got to pray. We got to pray. We got to pray. And so I said, okay, Lord. He said, I'm doing a shift. And they don't even know. I have done transitioning.
It was necessary.
Okay, Lord. So how long have you been working on this? He told me 8 years. I said, whoa, Lord. And as I went back, I said, yeah, Lord, you sure have. Okay. He said, but then I began the birthing session. Now, those that study the Bible should study the Bible. You know what the birthing is. The birthing method is to push, like the woman does, push, that the baby is birthed. It is the same thing in the body of Christ. It is the same thing as you pray. When you get to praying and you get to pushing that prayer, that travail comes. And because this is an earnest prayer from your heart, it's coming from your heart. It's a place. It's a breaking forth. It's a place, just like it comes from the mother. But it is a place. It is a place with God, the divine one. The one with the intelligence, the one that is in the hiding place. This is the birth. This is the birthing time. So as Joy was trying to say her word, the Holy Spirit said, this is going to be all Holy Spirit. It is the same semblance that is going to happen, that it happened in Jesus' time in the upper room. We sing the upper room song. We do all of that. But it's the same semblance of what occurred in the upper room. If she could not speak a word of English. She could not. She tried. She could not. And then the fire broke out amongst everybody on this line. Now, some don't understand tongues. Some don't have it. But what they understood was there was a powerful move of God, and something happened. That was the birthing. That was the birthing. That was the birthing. And the Holy Spirit was moving.
Nobody that night
went to bed and they wasn't no fire. They didn't, some didn't know. Some of us did, some didn't. But it was something different that happened that night. Now that was 2 weeks ago. Now we are now celebrating per man's calendar Pentecost Sunday, are we not? Okay. So the Holy Spirit said, tell them about the gifts of tongues. I said, Father, most of them know. He said, no. I need you going on to the word now. 1 Corinthians 14. I said, okay, gifts of tongues. It's a way of love and eagerly desire. That's that birthing. That's that push. That's the eagerly is push. Let's push. Mm-hmm. We're going to push this out. I'm birthing something. I don't know what it is, but I'm birthing it. And something's going to break. Something is going to break. I have been praying about a situation and da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, you've been praying about it. Here is your time to press and break through your issue. And that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. Hey, your spiritual gifts, your all of that, your spiritual nature, everything that you have gifted in you begins to birth, and doors begin to open. You're like, well, I just had that Tuesday night about 2 weeks ago, and I just had this on my mind, and I've been praying about this, and you know what? It happened, but they forgot Tuesday night because Tuesday night opened the door because of the push and the foreign language. Well, amen. Those that do have the foreign language, okay, you must have an interpreter, okay, to interpret.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You must have the interpreter. The Word of God says you must have an interpreter to interpret that tongue. once the Holy Spirit knows there's an interpreter present, the tongue will flow. Now, to the man or woman that doesn't know the foreign language, God gives them a tiny voice of understanding. That's your rhema word. Come on. You get a rhema word, you get a word. Okay? You get a still voice. Now, if you seek the tongue, he even gives you that in an explanation when you go to 14, 1 Corinthians 14. He gives that. If you so desire it, he will give it unto you. But those steps of going into it is like a pregnancy. It's a 9-month process, but it is in God's timing. And when he does do it, he does it. Me, myself, I could tell you, it was 1989. And I said, what the world was that? And, you know, I began to seek it more and more and more and more, more and more and more. Because when I went there, things happened. I was able to see things happen, the breakthrough. No, it wasn't by what I designed. It was by the design of the Holy Spirit. And I said, well, Lord, I'm not pushing you to learn the tongue. I'm just explaining it to you. He said, give them clarity. Give them the revelation of what happened that night. And since that night, there's been miracles that have occurred.
Yes,
small,
yes.
But yet big. In many of these families on this line, if they think back the last couple of weeks, things that was not to be became to be, okay? So there was purpose in that time of that speech. And then the interpreter is able to throw in the words that she's speaking and that the man or woman that don't understand, now they get understanding. Because that also is a gift from God. And he doesn't gift very many, but he will gift you with that knowledge how to interpret that tongue so that your people and people around you will understand what God is trying to navigate you to get to. Because the foreign tongue is a navigator. It's a navigator. It shows you what direction to go. You don't know why, because that's our God. If he told us every time why, why do we need him? No. He keeps you in the secret place because he's navigating you to a place where he needs you to go. So when the Holy Spirit is upon you and you have gone in and you have pushed, you push so much and you know, and he knows, you're not even talking anymore. You're not even, there's no chatter. You are revving in his presence. And when you come out of it, the glory of God is glowing upon you. It is glowing. You will go into places and things that were supposed to be don't happen. June's in the hospital, but God has her. He did it at the right timing. He's healing her. He's going to deliver her. And when she comes back out, her podcast is going to be going off because now she's experienced something that now she's going to have an audience for. Because she's not the only one. There's many out there searching for answers. Do you see how the Holy Spirit will use us? Shut the door. Yes, how he will shut the door and use you to do what he needs to be done for his people. So when you get in this time, you understand this is clarity. This is just not chatter. This is, oh, no, here they go. No. He will give you the rhema words. He will give you understanding on what to do. And it slices up what the enemy has attempted to do. Because always the enemy or the adversary is always after that word. He does not understand the foreign language. So when you look at the long term, the enemy's mad. Many. He's mad. How'd that get through? Here goes that foreign tongue. But when you get there, even if you don't have the foreign tongue, God understands your heart. You don't have to speak. You know, as the old people used to say, that moaning and groaning, that's all you got to do because he don't like that either. So either way, let's push for the birthing. This is why the Lord said, make clarity because all don't understand. And it's okay because we know our God. We know our appointed time. We know our anointed time. Paul, Paul spoke in tongues. Come on. He was wooed by God. Come on. Who was Paul before he was Paul? Come on. That's where the gossip come in at. Hey, Sobosika, is the Lord. Mm-hmm. You speak, when the gossip comes, you say, well, this one, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, something negative, something derogative. You putting it in the airway. Satan grabbing it. And we don't know, he will grab it and try to take the life of it. It's like a Leviathan spirit. It will choke like a cobra. Choke the life out of that individual. When that individual has purpose. But you know what happened? Somebody went to gossiping. Somebody spoke it out their tongue. Stop it. Stop it. And as in Revelation it says, shut thy mouth. Shut thy mouth. Because that's his child too. And he has purpose. She has purpose. What you do, you see it, but you pray. You don't speak. Shut thy mouth. Because Satan, his little imps have heard it. And they hear it. God hears it, and here we come. Mm-hmm. So when gossip comes in, I said, oh, okay, Lord, I got you now. I got you. Okay. He said, watch the tongue, right? Okay. It's in Proverbs, watch your tongue, right? So Paul's perfect example. Hey, how many did he kill before he got Paul? Come on. Mm-hmm. And we just need to start to birth it. As we celebrate man's Pentecost, as we celebrate even the Jewish Pentecost time, we celebrate Jesus, the fullness of the Trinity, who came, yes, who walked the earth, who died, and he died for us. And what did he say, yes, to his Father? What did he say to the people? Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Okay? Mm-hmm. He asked his Father to let this cup pass him. He knew it wasn't, yes, going to happen. The snake's in the garden. The snakes are everywhere. Mm-hmm. But he had to follow the Father's instructions. The Father, yes, had a navigated instruction for Jesus. He allowed him, after he died, the stone rolled away, all of this, to yet remain upon the earth and give the people another chance to get the holy fullness. Now, the word says 100 and this and 100 and that, but God is saying during this season, I have called up the remnant. The remnant. The remnant. I have called them up, and they will speak in the utterance of the foreign tongue, and much is going to be done. We're going to start to see so much in this country, so much in our families, our neighborhoods. Why? Because we pressed, because we had to birth at this time. We had to allow him. You going up on that cross with him. Take yourself up there. Picture yourself up there with the bleeding and just hurting and can't breathe. Put yourself there all the way to death, all the way to the grave, and you wrapped in your cloth and put it there. And they said, well, how'd that happen? How'd that happen? Oh, he had to come forth. And then he's walking in front of the woman that wept at his foot. Put yourself there. That is walking. Now, that is abiding with our Father. Hushakata. That is where he's trying to get you to go. Just like Sherry said, I celebrate Jesus all day long. I get up in the morning. I said, thank you, Lord. What is your will today? If it is to sit down and pray, then that's what it's going to be. If it's to go over here, if it's to go over there. And all I'm doing is being obedient to where he's telling me to go. Touch your foot here. But the glory of God, his oils are upon us as we go. You don't have to say anything. It's just your presence that will change the atmosphere. When you get to the birthing of the Holy of Holies, the angels are singing. The angels are praising. It's a celebration. Here's one that has come and has birthed what the Father has put in them. The photos, the pictures, seeing them so, oh, Jesus, how do those see that? You see something in a picture that nobody else can see because his anointed one took the picture. Come on now. So this is what he's saying now. And I have to use that 2 weeks ago with Joy because that's where the breakout needs to go. That was not even accounted for. That was a Holy Ghost praise party time. And nothing could stop it. She couldn't stop. Nobody else could stop. It carried us. It carried with fire. It destroyed yokes. It derooted. Some deacons. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. It derooted some deacons that did not belong. And now they exposed. Secret. Oh, we're going to hear about that too. But God said, now it's time for the birthday. I'm trying not to be excited now, but I'm telling you, the Spirit, when you pray, those that don't know the word, don't know the foreign language, you're going to get rhema words. That word going to come just like that. And as it comes, you begin to write it. And then here he comes. You become that scribe. And you go, you're just writing because the Holy Spirit's writing. And when you finish, he's giving you a whole. He has navigated a whole chapter for you.
A whole chapter. And you sit
back and say, oh, my God, my mind was. But you listened to the Rhema word, and you were obedient. So the Rhema word tonight is birth. Birth what is in you. Let it come forth. Birth what is in you.
You get before
him and you birth. You birth what's in you.
And miracles
upon miracles. And people will start to scatter from you that don't belong around you. Or, the dark can't stand the light. Okay? So he starts to separate those people from you. Yes.
But he also
puts the right ones around you. And then he even blesses you to have the discernment to know that one does not belong in my circle. This is the birthing time. Not just because man says this is that time. No. This is God's timing for this family. As Sherry said, we are shortcoming to the family reunion. The family reunion is meant for fun, gathering, fun, adventure, laughter. Even more, letting go of the old and restarting the new. But yet, the talent, oh my God, start birthing what is in you.
And you're going to know
because the Holy Spirit is going to tell you first. No prophet, no apostle should tell you who you are.
The Holy Spirit will tell
you first. When they come, they just give you confirmation.
There's so many
on this line. Oh my God. Prophetic healers. Yeah. Oh my God. Evangelists. Oh my God. Apostles to come. Come on. It's time to birth.
Yes.
It is
time to birth.
And that's the
clarity that the Lord wants you to know tonight.
He wanted you to know that.
That Corinthians 14 and 18.
And when we give him glory, and we give him all the honor, and he is the truth, because he saved his name. This.
Wow.
This. Father God, I give
you all honor.
I give you all praise. We have both. So many.
On this line.
Don't
be picking up the phone. But you know what? They're walking in their birthing. They walk in their birthing. Let them draw all men to them. Let them draw unto them. Because the sheep, the people are waiting.
They are waiting just like
they waited for Jesus. And they ran after Jesus to be in his court. I thank you. I thank you for the healing for June.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
We know you, Father. We know you. Uh-huh. We know you. You're victorious.
We know it.
And Lord, yeah. And the Lord will do it. He will do it.
Yes.
He will do it. Thank you right now. I thank you for Sherry. Sherry is always the caregiver. She's always the pusher. I thank you for continual strength in her. I thank you for her getting upon that eagle's wing and getting strong each day to do what you have assigned her to do and not giving in until the assignment is complete. So, Lord, I pray for Sherry. I pray for her. She is your servant.
She is
the one that you send, and she goes, and she says yes. And I especially lift her up tonight because of the love she has for her sister and how she loves her mother. In fact, both of her sisters and her mother. And she is the one carrying the mantle in that family. So the weight is heavy. But Father, I come as an intercessor to say, hey, I'm going to help you. I'm gonna stand on my shoulder too. We, as a family, we stand upon her shoulder, that her shoulders are light.
Thank you.
And with the other heavy burdens, Father God, let us all in a family, like she spoke, everybody has something. But when we come together on Tuesday, that weight on our shoulders becomes lighter. Yes. That is our Holy Father. That is the Holy Spirit that has already heard. And for Jo, Lord, let her continue that she can tell some more stories, Lord, because they are vital to they are so vital to the body of Christ. They're so vital, especially to the children. I pray for all. I pray for all this night that you will continue to cover them. So, Lord, we pray for all. We're not trying to leave anyone out. But I want the people to know. I want them to see. So when the miracles come, it was already spoken.
Yeah. Gracious Lord, our Father, we come before your throne of grace, God, giving you thanks. Thanking you for your word, Father God. Thanking you for using Judy, Father God, to deliver a message that was meant for every single one of us, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you sit high, but you look low. You know our prayers. You know our heart, Father God. You know the things that we are saying to you, Father God, and the things that we are struggling to even get out of our mouths, Father God, that we won't say out loud. But, Father, you know. Amen. You know, God. We seek you, God. You hear us and you answer, God. We thank you, God, for showing yourself in our lives, Father God, and in every situation, God. My prayer over the family, Father God, is wherever we are, Father God, whether we feel like we're on a mountaintop or in the valley right now, Father God, we know that you are with us because your word says that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Father God. And while we are in that place, Father God, I just pray that you would show yourself, reveal yourself to us in every situation, Father God. And as you reveal yourself, Father God, we know that you'll be showing us our purpose, Father God. The testimony, God, that will come to save other people, Father God. You're showing us how you plan to use us on this earth, Father God, for our lives are not our own. We are not here for ourselves, Father God, but to bring glory to the kingdom, Father God, to be disciples, Father God, to show who you are, Father God, to let your light shine through us, Father God. So here we are tonight, Father God. And our answer is yes, God. Our answer is yes to the birthing, Father God. Our answer is yes to the call, Father God. Our answer is yes to the anointing, Father God. Our answer is yes to the assignment, Father God. Our answer is yes, God. Our answer is yes, God. Because you said yes to us, God, when you breathed breath into our bodies. You said yes to us, God, when Jesus died on the cross, that his blood would be shed for the remission of our sins, Father God. You said yes to us when we woke up this morning, that we were still in purpose, God, that we still had work to do on this earth, Father God. So just as sure as we are here, Father God, the answer is yes, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for speaking to us. Thank you, God, for revealing yourself. Thank you, God, for the call. To say it's time to stop waiting in the shadows. Hallelujah. But it's time to step out. Stop waiting in the shadows. It's time to step out. For there's work to do. There are souls to be saved. I thank you, God, for the word. I thank you, God, for what's going to happen coming out of this, Father God, after this moment, after this night, Father God, for we shall see your glory, Father God. We shall see you work in ways that we didn't even imagine, taking somebody who's quiet to being outspoken because they've got to yell their testimony from the mountaintop, Father God. I thank you, God, for the shift. I thank you, God, for the shift, God. I thank you, God, for everything that you're doing, God. You are always with us, God. You are always revealing yourself. I thank you for Holy Spirit being with us, God. For guiding us, for teaching us, for helping us to see you more clearly every single day, God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We thank you for the strength, Father God. We thank you for the joy, God, kindness and love, God, and long-suffering, Father God. We thank you for peace that surpasses understanding, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the mission. We bless your holy name. In your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Father, we thank you again for this opportunity to come together as a family to hear the word of God and to pray. God, we thank you for the word that was deposited to us through Judy. And we pray even now the same way as you deposited to us, that you will refuel her and give her take her to another level as she continues to study. And as she continues to spend time in your word, I pray, God, that you will continue to be with our family. Favor is over this family. So, God, we thank you for that, God. We thank you for the favor that rests on this family. Again, God, we are still believing you to do the laugh of the bold, the ridiculous, and the impossible. Because your word says we are believing you, what Ephesians 3 and 20 tells us. Ephesians 3 and 20 tells us we are believing that. We are believing you because you can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. So, God, we thank you. So I pray that you will give us that Ephesians 3 and 20 life. And we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Thank you for listening to the Echoes of Faith podcast on the Living Bible Hub Network. Partner with us. Like, subscribe, support. Visit our website, livingbiblehub.com. Until next time, peace, love, and blessings.